In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Claire Pooley's words feel almost deceptively simple. It's so easy to look out at our world and see violence or climate change or loneliness, political division, and so many other horrors, and just think that kindness sounds so, well, small. Kindness rarely makes the headlines. It doesn't trend. It's not flashy. And yet, when she says, in a world where you can be anything, be kind, it's convicting. It's a challenge. It's a calling. It's a lifestyle. It's a reminder that the choices that we make in the small moments are shaping the kind of world we all live in. Isaiah, in our first reading, offers a vision that is just about as big as Scripture gets, a new heaven and a new earth. It's a stunning vision, a world where children don't die young, where elders live in fullness and dignity, where people build homes and actually get to live in them, where labor is not exploited, where the wolf and the lamb live together without fear. It sounds impossibly large, cosmic, almost completely beyond our imagination. And yet, integral to this vision that Isaiah has is a truth that connects right back to Claire Pooley's words. The world God dreams of is built through the choices we make about who we will be. Isaiah imagines a world where no one hurts or destroys. And what kind of people must we become for such a world to take shape? People who choose compassion over cruelty, generosity over indifference, mercy over retaliation. People who choose kindness, even when it's not deserved, not easy, maybe not even reciprocated. This past week, I came across a TED Talk that was filmed last July by Maria Mercado. She's 14. She was speaking about the importance of kindness. In it, she told a story. She described a girl at school, loud, irritating, intimidating, someone who seemed to make Maria's life harder on purpose. I'm sure we've all known someone like that at some point in our lives. And this girl's footsteps were thunderous. Her laughter was sharp. Her presence was absolutely overwhelming. And Maria admitted that she braced herself every time she saw her. But then one afternoon, she noticed the same girl sitting alone on a bench, her head down, her hands fidgeting, looking vulnerable and sad. Now, Maria's first instinct was to just keep on walking. After all, why be kind to someone who had been nothing but unkind? Why offer grace to someone who had never offered it back? And yet, in that moment, Maria surprised herself. She turned around. She approached the girl and simply said, "I like your braids." Four ordinary words, words that cost her nothing, words she could have swallowed, words that didn't solve a single systemic problem. But the girl looked up. She was startled, and then she smiled. And Maria recalls that it was not a fake smile. It was something softer, something grateful. And from that day on, their relationship changed. Those four words didn't fix the world, but they transformed that moment. They shifted their relationship. They opened the possibility of peace where before there had only been tension. And they changed Maria herself. Kindness, she said, doesn't just affect others, it affects you. It shapes you. It teaches you who you can be. Kindness, she asserts, is a superpower. Kindness is a superpower. But it's not out there from planet Krypton or from some radioactive spider. It's something that is inside each of us, something that we all know how to tap into. Kindness is a superpower because it disarms fear. It diffuses anger. It's able to interrupt cycles of hurt, and it quietly tells the truth that every person is a child of God. When I read Isaiah's description of a world where no one hurts or destroys, where people thrive instead of struggle, where peace becomes the default instead of the exception, I think to myself, that world starts with kindness. It starts with the courageous, everyday act that seems too small to matter, but somehow matters more than we will ever know. And that is precisely what Mary Eleanor Johns, in her commentary on this passage from Isaiah, names when she writes, "We are able to give one cold drink of water at a time. We are able to bring comfort to the poor and the wretched, one act of mercy or change at a time. One friendship claimed, one covenant of love, one can of beans. One moment in which another person is humanized rather than objectified. One challenge to the set order that maintains injustice. One declaration that every person is a child of God. And these acts accumulate within God's grace. Each small act is a seed of Isaiah's new creation. Each choice to humanize, uplift, bless, or challenge injustice can grow and mature to become a part of God's dream. And the beauty of this truth is that you and I already have everything we need to participate. We may not think we have political sway. We may not have unlimited time or resources. We may not always have the energy that we wish we had. And we certainly don't have perfection. But we do have the ability to choose kindness. We can choose it in traffic, in hard conversations, in disagreements with family and friends, in the grocery store, on social media, in moments of annoyance or impatience, and in the face of someone else's pain. Kindness is not weakness. It is resistance. Kindness fights against bitterness that our world teaches, against the numbness that can creep in when we stop believing that change is possible. Kindness insists that cruelty is not inevitable. It insists that other people's humanity is real. It insists that our small acts, however humble, are gathered up by God and woven into the fabric of something so much larger. Isaiah's new heaven and new earth don't emerge all at once. They emerge when we challenge systems that harm others, when we speak up for those who are overlooked. Our kindness becomes God's building blocks. Our small act becomes God's great work. Our ordinary courage becomes God's extraordinary transformation. So in a world where you can be anything, be kind. Because kindness is powerful. Kindness is contagious. It is how new worlds are born, because every act accumulates within God's grace. Now, I know when I was little, I wanted to be a superhero. Maybe we all did. And this is our chance. Because kindness, after all, is all of our superpower.